Jacka News. Trending now. Trending now.
Pretoria 24, Emelaglenny 20, Rustenburg 25. 'N Verhoordatum is vasgestel vir 'n senior Oos-Kaapse regeringbeampte en twee sakemanne wat aangekla word van poging tot omkoop van 'n polisiebeampte. Voormalige direkteur by die Departement van Gemeenskapsveiligheid, Neil Naidu, word daarvan aangekla dat hy probeer het om 'n ondersoekdraad verdwyn. Die ondersoek is van stapel gestuur nadat meubels van 'n swak standaard by talle polisiestasies in 4 provinsies afgelewer is deur KJP Traders, wie se eienaars Kenny Govender en Matthew Pillay is. Die drie is in 2022 in hegtenis geneem nadat hulle R3.5 miljoen in omkoopgeld aangebied het. Die nasionale vervolgingsgesag sê Henry Mutame verduidelik.
Investigations were instituted after a complaint on the quality of the furniture and the service provided. An undercover operation was subsequently authorized and conducted, leading to the arrest of the three after an upfront payment of R1.5 million was given to the officers during the operation. Naidu and Pillay are out on R5,000 bail, while Govender was granted R50,000 bail.
Die Azanians People's Organization sê hy is teleurgesteld oor die verkiesingskommissie se stilte oor die tweede daad van vandalisme op sy veldtogplakate in Bramfontein in Johannesburg. Die party kritiseer die polisie oor die gebrek aan vordering met die ondersoek na die aanvanklike voorval ondanks kameras. Azapo se woordvoerder, Jacob Rakwena, vra wydersydse respek en 'n billike praktyke tydens veldtogte.
This nonchalant attitude by the police provides momentum to criminals to do as they please with impunity. Conduct such as the second vandalism of the billboard tests our restraint and provoke our members who have to dig deep into their empty pockets to fund our elections.
Rise Mzansi vier vandag die 30ste herdenking van Vrydag in Soweto. Die struggle-veteraan Seth Masimbuku en andere sluit aan by die partyleier vir 'n vryheidsoptog deur belangrike geskiedkundige strate. Die Rise Mzansi woordvoerder, Maibane Siabe, sê die stap simboliseer die voortdurende stryd vir demokrasie.
The national leader will pay his respect to the country's fallen warriors for freedom and outline what we need to do to build a safe, prosperous, equal and united South Africa in a single generation, which the political establishment has failed to do.
En Hamas sê hy bestudeer die jongste Israeliese teenvoorstel oor 'n moontlike wapenstilstand in Gaza. Dit kom 'n dag nadat 'n afvaardiging van Egipte se bemiddelaar na bewering in Israel aangekom het. Dit in 'n poging om onderhandelinge wat vasgeval het, vinnig te begin. Die tekens van nuwe samesprekings kom tydens Israel se voorbereiding vir 'n inval van Gaza se suidelike stad Rafah. Meer op jackranfm.com, klik op news. Ek is Emil Pien on our top story this hour. A trial date has been set for a senior Eastern Cape government official and two businessmen.
More music you love.
The beat goes on and I close my eyes.
With Alex J. Jacaranda FM.